call this station or the Radio Advertising Bureau.
It's Magic Memory Time.
Rosie and the Originals.
Wacky Radio 790.
Singing right straight from her nose as she did so many years ago. 3 minutes before 10 on WAKY's 4th Street Sunday night. Tim Tyler reminiscing with you, and we're so glad to have you with us tonight. We're going to be here all the way till midnight. Hang in there with us. You don't have to go to work tomorrow. No labor tomorrow on Labor Day. Just take advantage and stay up with us. Here's Chicago!
This is the radio station you've grown up with, and we've grown up with you. WAKY, Louisville.
April 21st, 1965.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a wonderful time.
April 21st, 1965. That was the day that Herman's Hermits, making only their second in-person appearance in the United States. We're at the Kentucky Fairgrounds as we had the pleasure to present them. And while they were here, their second day in the United States, Gibson Guitars. There was a music store up on 4th Street, and I can't remember the name of it, but Gibson Guitars, the boys, Herman, Peter Noon was his name. They went crazy just in that store. They just picked out whatever guitar they wanted because they were going to represent or be artists of Gibson. And, oh, it was a neat experience. Herman gave us his shirt after the concert, and we gave it away after the concert, and the town went crazy. That was during the English era. April 1965, with Herman and the Hermits and Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. It's 6 minutes past 10, 4th Street Sunday night. Tim Tyler, as we reminisce tonight, and we've grown up together, we've grown old together. I'm 40 years old, folks. How old are you, if you remember me? Our daughter just entered college. Matter of fact, tomorrow is her first day at Oklahoma Baptist University in Shawnee, Oklahoma. So it's a traumatic experience for me being here and sending my daughter away to college. I'm not old enough for that. Neither are you.
Jimmy L. Tyler.
1962. That's Del Shannon, Runaway, from the year 1962. In the year 1962 on WAKY, your personalities, you woke up in the morning with Jim Brand. Jim Brand, last I heard of, I've not heard from him or of him for a couple of years. He was in Florida. At that time, I was on in the morning from 9 a.m. till 12 noon. Jay Reynolds was on from noon to 3. Jay Reynolds, after working several years at WABC in New York City, is now in Indianapolis at WIFE Radio. Jack Sanders was on in drive time 3 to 7. And I think maybe some of you know that Jack Sanders passed on 2 years ago, November. 7 to midnight was Jerry Barr, who is now selling advertising in Peoria, Illinois. He made the big time. Midnight to 6 a.m., Gene Snyder. And Gene Snyder is still bumping around town here, or somebody told me that. So that was what it was like on WAKY back in 1962.
And now, Tom Swift.
Potpourri. In the Gallerias of St. Matthew's, behind Sears.
11 minutes after 10, WAKY 4th Street, Sunday night. WAKY's AccuWeather for Kentuckiana from Evan Myers, who says warm and humid tonight, low 70. Very sunny and very hot and very humid for tomorrow. High 90 degrees. Partly cloudy, warm and humid for tomorrow night, low 72. Looking ahead to Tuesday when we all go back to work, partly sunny, hot and humid with a chance for an afternoon or evening thunderstorm, high of 90 degrees. It's clear skies. I've been so involved here in the music that I have not checked the temperature, but I'm going to go look at the thermometer in just a minute, and after our next song I'll clue in on what the temperature is. But clear skies, it was 82 degrees. I hope it's dropping right here at WAKY. Hey, let's go with the Buckinghams. Remember this?
Taylor's got it!
Hey, some of these records are 20 years old. You know, you're going to have a skip or a scratch every once in a while. That's That's what happens when time goes by. Hey, time's going by here at 14 minutes past 10 o'clock on WAKY's 4th Street Sunday night. Hey, and I got that new temperature reading is 81 degrees. It is coming down a little bit. 81, low tonight, predicted of 70 degrees. Remember Lonnie Mack? Hey, he used to come to town quite often. Memphis! Here's Sam and Dave. Hold on, I'm coming. No, the Blues Brothers didn't make that a hit for the first time. That goes back to 1967, I think it is. Hold on, I'm coming at 19 minutes past 10 o'clock on WAKY's 4th Street Sunday night. They've resurrected Tim Tyler tonight after 13 years off the air. I'm trying it again. We're having a ball. I hope you're hanging in there with us till midnight, playing a lot of the oldies. Hey, here's Bobby V. Remember Run to Him? Run to Him, Bobby V, 4th Street Sunday night on WAKY Louisville. As we're talking about some of the old times, you know, in the early 60s, mid-60s, stunts. We just did all kinds of crazy stunts. I can remember we rode an elephant for a promotion. We drove in figure eight stock car races. I did that for 3 years, and the third year I made one lap. And I said, what in the world am I doing here? I'm crazy. And I drove off the track and never got in one. And the next year, one of the disc jockeys broke their shoulder. Got smashed right in the intersection or something like that. And we rode a bicycle for I don't know how many hours or how many miles. And you had to guess how far we would go. We did that over here at the window at Vine Street Records right here on the River City Mall. We rode Hondas all over the countryside. Bounced a basketball for 24 hours straight for a charity. I think it was Zeta Beta Tau fraternity. We did all kinds of crazy things. Well, I'm still doing them because I'm here tonight. This is as crazy as anything I did. 23 minutes after 10 o'clock on WAKY.
Dog days in Eagle County, Iowa. Just clean, light, pure tea.
Wacky time is 24 minutes after 10 o'clock. 4th Street Sunday night, Tim Tyler. Hey, out of that Beatles era, you know, the English groups were, they were just exporting groups like crazy. And, they had three or four hits, but they just did not last. They were, they performed here in Louisville during the height of their popularity. The Dave Clark Five, who I'm talking about. Yes, the Dave Clark Five. They were here in Louisville in, I believe it was 1965. I think that was the year. It's 27 minutes after 10 o'clock. This is Tim Tyler. If you don't remember me, I was on the air here from 1962 to 1968. If you do remember, your age is showing.
Hancock Fabrics is celebrating
Cynthia Tyler.
Hey, we're partying till midnight. So fine, 1959 was the year. Those are the Fiestas. It's 10:30. We've grown up together. This is WAKY. This is Tim Tyler on 4th Street Sunday night from WAKY Louisville, Kentucky. Give an official station break here. Make it all legal schmeagle. And we're having a ball tonight. We just heard from Miss Teenage Louisville of 1966. She remembered me, and I certainly remember her. I remember the Miss Teenage Louisville pageants. As a matter of fact, I've kept in touch with one of the Barnstable girls, who I think some of you know went on to be in the Double Mint commercials, and all they did is, one of them lives in Dayton, where I am now located, or they live in Troy, just north of Dayton. So, you know, I keep in touch. It's good, and it's so good to hear from so many people tonight. As we play some of the moldy oldies. a woman now. That's Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Were you at the Kentucky State Fair in 1969? Well, they were the stars, and that was the... Well, I have a hard time remembering. I had the pleasure of introducing rock music at the Kentucky State Fairs. I think they have it just about every year now. But I can't remember if we started off with Gary Puckett and the Union Gap or the Association. But we did it just 2 years, and then they took it under their own wing. But, I remember that so well. Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, and they had Lady Willpower, and a couple of other hits, too. It's 26 minutes before 11. And Tim Tyler reminiscing with you tonight on 4th Street, Sunday night. Stay up with us till midnight. You don't have to go to work tomorrow.
Excuse me. Man, that's good.
Happiness is...
W-A-K-Y. Somebody, speaking of Bill Bailey, I talked to somebody early this evening, said I ought to put something on Bill because he's really putting it on me all week when he found out I was going to be here. Well, I can tell you about Bill Bailey. When he first came to Louisville, you know, he came here and worked for a competitor station. Well, you can even see their call letters now, WKLO, because they're down the tubes. But Bill Bailey, and we were over in the Kentucky Home Life building, and I guess this is about 1965, 66, 67, whenever. I can't remember the exact date when he came to town. But I tell you, we just thought that they had, WKLO had made the greatest move in the world, because we thought he was so terrible. We just laughed and just carried on. However, after the couple rating periods, we weren't laughing so hard. And then, of course, he left, and boy, then we were glad he was leaving, because then he went to WLS in Chicago. And then, of course, WAKY had the good sense to bring him back. As much as we carry on about him, we love him like you do, too. He's nuts, but, you know, it's good for you so early in the morning. Hey, more music. This is what it's all about. Long Tall Texan, Murray Kellum.
Giddy up.
Murray Kellum, Long Tall Texan. Someone had the gall tonight to call and remind me that I recorded a version of that called Long Tall Beetle there in the Beetle era. And yes, I found that record as I was packing up some of the records I wanted to play tonight, and I distinctly left that at home. I'm trying to forget that. I'm sorry someone else remembered. 21 minutes before 11 o'clock. Hey, remember the Shirelles?
This is dedicated.
Oh, this is dedicated. Those are the Shirelles on a 4th Street Sunday night. And this is Tim Tyler from WAKY, and I want to thank Bill Purdom here, who's trying to make me sound good tonight. He's running all the buttons, and I just point a finger, and something happens. We haven't had very many miscues, because he's doing a super job. But after 13 years, I don't really know what I'm doing, but he's trying to make me sound good, and I appreciate his help tonight. We're just having a ball, playing the oldies but goodies. These are the Beatles. All right, Let It Be. Those are the Beatles. 14 minutes before 11, 4th Street, Sunday night. Tim Tyler, with WAKY AccuWeather for Kentuckiana from Evan Myers, who says it's going to be warm and humid tonight, low 70 degrees. Tomorrow, very sunny, very hot, very humid, high of 90 degrees. Partly cloudy, warm and humid tomorrow night with a low of 72. Looking ahead to Tuesday, partly sunny, hot and humid with a chance for an afternoon or evening thunderstorm, high of 90 degrees come Tuesday. It's 81 degrees, clear skies right now. Hey, no matter what your game, you've got the score, 584 GAME, the WAKY scorekeeper. Sands the Bill Black combo. It's 11 minutes before 11, 4th Street Sunday night. Tim Tyler resurrected for one night only. And here's Mel Gadsden. Mel Gadsden. Hey, there's so many one-hit artists. We played Carl Dobkins Jr., maybe 45 minutes, an hour ago. I don't know. You know, you wonder what happens to these guys, and I don't know. Mel Gadsden, one-hit artist, a super record, and just brings back an immense number of memories. But whatever happens to these guys? You know, now, I heard a story on Carl Dobkins Jr., My Heart is an Open Book. We played that a little while ago. Someone told me that he turned up working in the bus terminal in Cincinnati, Ohio, maybe a year ago. I don't know if that's true or not. It sure makes for a good story anyway, so I guess they've got to be somewhere. We all got to be somewhere. I'm glad you're here with us tonight here on WAKY's 4th Street Sunday night. My name is Tim Tyler, and 8 minutes before 11 o'clock.
Roll on, you wish that summer could always be here.
Nat King Cole on WAKY 4th Street Sunday night. Tim Tyler. Hey, it's 5 minutes before 11 o'clock. We're going to be here till midnight, and we've got a few more stories left. We're running out, but we've got a lot of music, at least, right up to midnight, so stay with us. Hey, those are the Beatles. In 1964 was the year All My Lovin'. Where were you when the Beatles and All My Lovin' was a hit? Well, I was right here in Louisville, Kentucky at WAKY. You know, as we hear so many of these old songs, and I'm sure you're no different than I... Oh, what did we drop? Oh, it's a set out of my ring. Oh, don't I wish. Where was I? Oh, we're talking about time. You know, as we listen to the old songs, you know, I remember where I was and what I was doing with so many of them, and I'm sure you're just exactly the same. I remember this next song, Johnny Tillotson. I had been overseas for 4 years and come back into San Francisco, and it seemed like every 15 minutes on the radio, and it was August of 1959, I heard Johnny Tillotson singing True, True Happiness. True, True Happiness, Johnny Tillotson. It's 1101. This is WAKY, Louisville, Kentucky. Hey, that is the great Ray Charles. Oh, I'm still a Ray Charles fan. It's 3 minutes after 11 o'clock. This is WAKY 4th Street Sunday night. I hope Bob Moody, I hope I leave him something to come back to. He's on vacation. So they brought back Tim Tyler from Days of Old to go with an oldie show, an oldies disc jockey, an oldie moldy. Hey, I was 40 years old this year, folks. And I'm not bragging about that either. Hey, remember the ever-loving, ever-popular Everly Brothers? Those are the Everly Brothers, and All I Have to Do is Dream. It's 6 minutes after 11 o'clock. Tim Tyler on WAKY Radio. Can you believe it? We're having a lot of fun. These are the Birds. Okay, those are the Birds, and they were on stage during their popularity at the Kentucky Fair and Exposition Center with that song. I don't know if you were there. I was there. Do you remember? I can't remember the year. I guess I should get me a little booklet or something. I wrote down some key dates. As you've been listening, you know, I've told you some key dates, but that I don't have the date on the Birds. But I remember them. It's 9 minutes after 11 o'clock. You know, as we're looking back at radio and we're talking about some of the old disc jockeys and some of the old music, going back to, this is the era, well, really probably this goes back even before my time here at WAKY when radio in the late 50s was just going bananas. I don't think this record was a big hit, and it's on two sides, so Bill, we're going to have to, we'll talk or something while we flip it over, because this is, we're just going to turn back the clock, and this was a parody record, a novelty record that, I don't know if you remember the record or not, I don't think it was a big hit, but we in Radio Land loved it, and it just kind of captures, in a parody sense, an era of Top 40 radio as it was just an embryo. It's by a couple of guys called Arbogast and Ross, and it's called Chaos. I don't know if you remember it or not, but...
3:31 a.m. according to the Big KOS Master Clock in Greenwich, England. And
you're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
Hey, I'm the oldest teenage disc jockey in town. Hey, we'll flip to side two in just 1 minute.
Now, I could tell you that whenever you needed an invitation...
Well, it wasn't quite like that, but...
Now, once again, we are able to relax and listen as the Modern Jazz Quartet performs selections from Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C-sharp minor.
Well, we're not going to go that far, I can tell you. It's 18 minutes after 11 o'clock, WAKY, 4th Street, Sunday night. Tim Tyler in as we reminisce about some of the old days and some of the old songs. Hey, here's the Box Tops. Remember the letter?
Mm-hmm.
That's the music of The Box Tops in the Letter. 20 minutes past 11, WAKY 4th Street, Sunday night. Tim Tyler here with the weather. Wacky's AccuWeather for Kentuckiana from Evan Myers. Warm and humid tonight, low 70. Tomorrow, very sunny, hot and humid, high 90. Partly cloudy, warm and humid tomorrow night, low 72. Tuesday, partly sunny, hot and humid. Chance for an afternoon or evening thunderstorm. High of 90 come Tuesday. Clear skies and 81 degrees. The Flamingos.
My love must be a kite.
So it's scratchy. It's 20 years old. Is it that old? And I think then some. It may be. I only have eyes for you. Those are the Flamingos. That's when I don't remember the year, but it has to be at least 1960. Seems like I was in Athens, Texas when I played that record. At big KBUD in Athens, Texas. That's when I was into the big time. Now, that was before I made it to the big time here at WAKY. It's 11:25 on a Sunday night, a 4th Street Sunday night, and Tim Tyler coming to you live from the River City Mall as we're having a ball. This is WAKY, where we've grown up together, and we're growing up here with the oldies on a Sunday night. Tim Tyler in for Bob Moody. He'll be back next Sunday night, so don't worry. What do we got next? We got the Four Seasons. Jerry, the Four Seasons on WAKY Louisville, 27 minutes past the 11 o'clock, 4th Street, Sunday night. And Timothy Ells, we reminisce a bit. It was at the Kentucky State Fair, and some of these years, I have to admit, some of the dates I've been talking about, I did some cheat sheeting on, but I can't remember, and I couldn't find the exact date of this. It was I'm within 2 years. It was either the summer of 68 or the summer of 70, but I seem to think it was 1968 that the association performed, and we had the pleasure of presenting them at the Kentucky State Fairground. What a super group, and what a nice sound, smooth. The association. Here they are with Cherish.
Cherish is the word.
That's the association. And Cherish. Bill, we were discussing, I think that's one of those rehashed versions where they take it back out of the studio and try and make it into stereo, and it's not really stereo, and it's just not the greatest version, or sound-wise, there's something wrong. It's 11:31. This is WAKY Louisville, Kentucky. We've grown up together, and I'm so glad. Hey, going back with the Coasters and Searching Late 50s. 26 minutes before midnight on WAKY, 4th Street, Sunday night. Bob Moody will be back with you next Sunday night. Meantime, this is Timothy L. Tyler. Let me take you back to 1965. 1965 at the fairgrounds, and in their, what would you call it? They were in their animal cloth look, and I had the pleasure of emceeing the program, and they were a strange-looking pair, but it was a super audience that introduced, and they responded so well to the music of Sonny and Cher. Got You Babe, that's Sonny and Cher. 1965 was the year when they were here, and they came back, I think it was about 1968, 69, during the time period when they had their hit TV show, and they arrived in a Learjet and limousine service and the whole bit. 22 minutes before midnight on WAKY, 4th Street Sunday night. Tim Tyler with a few memories. Hey, I can't tell you how much it has meant to me to hear from some of you tonight. It just thrills me. Some of the people who have been remembered to me and that I haven't thought of in years, and I'm surprised that you remember me, and I'm surprised that I remember some of the people who called. But it has just been it's been tremendous, and I thank you for your reception. This is a ball. We're not going anywhere yet. Stay right here with us till midnight. Fannie Mae, here's Buster Brown. 19 before midnight on WAKY. Tim Tyler in for one night only. We're having a ball. Hey, we had the Shangri-Las in. Well, they were on one of our Beach Boys show, and then we had them in for several of the Ewing Lane dances, and we may have even had them out at Gypsy Village, maybe out at, I don't know, a couple of, we had them in several different times, I remember. The Shangri-Las. You remember Leader of the Pack?
Is she really going out with them? Well, there she is. Let's ask her.
Happiness is a thing called 79 WAKY.
Quarter to 12 on a Labor Day weekend on WAKY, and we've grown up together. I think that's such a neat slogan because, you know, that's exactly what's happened to, well, so many people that we've had a chance to talk to and tonight, and, well, that we know we're out there, you know. Many of you were in high school when you listened to me, 1962 to 1968. Well, I'm going to go back and pick out a record here that was popular when I was in high school. This further tells my age, I guess. But, hey, this record, hey, it was everything. 1956, Earth Angel, The Penguins. That goes way back. The Penguins and Earth Angel on WAKY's 4th Street Sunday night. WAKY's AccuWeather for Kentuckiana from Evan Myers. Warm and humid tonight, low 70 degrees. Tomorrow, very sunny, hot and humid, high 90 degrees. Partly cloudy, warm and humid tomorrow night, low 72. Tuesday, partly sunny, hot and humid with a chance for an afternoon or evening thunderstorm, high of 90 degrees. It's clear skies over Derbytown right now, and it's 81 degrees.
Excuse me, I own that shoe store.
That's me. That's me with the oldies tonight. Hey, 19... Let's see, what was the year?
1959.
Okay. Some of these years run together. But Charlie Rich was a big name in 1959, before he ever even thought about going country. This is Charlie Rich and Lonely Weekend. Lonely Weekends, that's Charlie Rich out of the Top 40 era when he was involved in rock radio, called Top 40 then. And, well, that's what it was. It was Top 40 News, Weather, and Sports. That was the era, Top 40 News, Weather, and Sports, and we're primarily featuring tonight. 5 minutes before midnight, I can't believe 4 hours has almost gone by, but we got time for a couple more. Hang in with us. Do you remember Buddy Holly and the Crickets? Waylon Jennings was one of the Crickets.
That'll be the day. That'll be the day.
Buddy Holly, that'll be the day. We got time for one more, and that'll wrap it up for tonight. Hey, CC writer Chuck Willis.